Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Radio Sega. My name is Gavi, and we're on air a couple of minutes earlier than planned. Mainly because, I just wanted to sort of give you a quick introduction to the show. And for a change, I've actually also started the podcast recording as well. So if you've downloaded this on iTunes and you're wondering quite why there's no season opening theme, then this is why. Basically, today we're doing the Battle Royale, Radio Sega Battle Royale. Jet Set Radio versus Jet Set Radio Future. Oh yeah, I've been looking forward to this one for a while. I know quite a few of you have as well. I've got an online survey waiting to go, so each battle that we do, I can obviously write it in, because I didn't want to write it down first, because it's not like the last one where we did an album, and, you know, it was pretty easy, because I could just write every track down. But with this one, I'm not quite sure how much time that we've got. I do, however, I have been made aware of the fact that Voice of Sega is not on this evening. So here's a little announcement for you. This show could quite possibly overrun. Yeah, I know. I'm basically going to just try and see how many we can do, how many battles we can do, and how many I can put in this survey. And when it says stop, that's when we should probably finish. So it's Jet Set Radio versus Jet Set Radio Future. And basically, when we get all that done as well, then we will have ourselves the thing. Ollie King versus Jet Set Radio Future. But for now, here's a little thing. It's going to say Sega Ages on it, but I do apologise for that. But you know, the sentiment's still the same.
Soundtracks do battle, but there can only be one winner. This is the Sega Ages Battle Royale.
Yeah! I've got background music now. It's a talk bed. I really should edit that. It's a dry intro. I could very easily just cut Sega Ages out and put Saturday Night Sega in. Job for next time, I'm sure. So, yes, it's the as I say, Jet Set Radio versus Jet Set Radio Future, with Ollie King versus Jet Set Radio Future to come in as well in the evening. Later on in the show. So how this is going to work is, in every case, it's going to be the original first, with the remix following after. Yeah, I think that makes sense. Makes sense to me. Of course, so to actually do this, I should probably queue up the Jet Set Radio Future track first, and then we know where we're at. Right. It's also going to be in alphabetical order, because that's the order that I've got it in. Good. Actually, no, hang on. Let's not do it in alphabetical order. Let's do it in the way that seems to make most sense, and we'll figure it out from there. That... What does this say here? Oh, okay. Nope, no, that's fine. Never mind. What am I looking at then? Oh no, that's fine. Nope, that's fine. Don't worry. Okay, so this is what's going to happen then. So it's Jet Set Radio, as I say, Jet Set Radio versus Jet Set Radio Future. So the original track will play first, with the remix track playing afterwards. And And then, as I say, as the track's playing, I'm going to be writing the survey as we go. Cheers to whoever's just tweeted the Jet Set Radio versus Jet Set Radio Future starting. Yeah. I was going to write it, but, you know, kind of helped. It's helped out a lot that I don't have to worry about that. So, as before, with the Metal Hog versus Metal Hog 2.0 survey, we are going to... The entire poll will open when the show has finished. So, you know... And then, so there'll be a link to follow at the end of the show. And then we carry on from there. And then, as before, Twitty says, if it wasn't for time zones, Hideki would have been around to hear it. Well, that's the joy of podcasts, isn't it? As before, the actual survey itself is only limited to 50 responses. So if it does max out at 50, and if the Metal Hog thing's any indication, it probably won't. But if it does max out, then I'm not quite sure what we're going to do. Whether I just need to set up a second survey and just do it as a runoff. Or what. I'm not quite sure on that one. We'll figure it out, though. But yeah, as I said at the start of the show, we are going to continue on until we are done. So, G-Viper8 has already said Jet Set Radio Future, no question about it. Well, it depends. I suppose, and for some reason I'm yawning. I've not been tired at all day. But now, apparently, now I'm going to start yawning. That's good. Right, so let's get started on... The first battle, as I say, it's the original first, then the remix, and this is a good one. I think this is quite a good track to start on. Well, okay, that stopped a lot quicker than I thought it would. It said it was 4 minutes, and that clearly was not 4 minutes, so I'm not quite sure what happened there. I have no idea. Rexy says it is meant to be a 4 minute song. MP3 must be corrupt. It must well be corrupt. I do apologise about that. Well, that's the DS mix of of humming the bass line. And we're off to a cracking start there. Oh dear. Well, there you go, that's the first battle then. So that's humming the bass line, the DS mix versus the original. Don't get too confused, because obviously the the DS mix doesn't mean that all of a sudden it was like miraculously released on the Nintendo DS or anything like that. It's all a lie. Right. So I've decided on what the next track should be, and the next battle should be, and hopefully that's not too corrupted. Oh dear. Oh well, that's good to know. It's good to know that we've started on a good start already. And I'm just having a look to see how many battles we're going to have. So we've just done that one. We've done humming the baseline. So then there's we've got Let Mum Sleep, which I'm doing next. We've got Grace and Glory, which we'll probably finish on. Rock It On is on there. Sneak Man, of course. Sweet Soul Brother. That's enough. And there's probably a couple more as well. We'll work it out. There's, as I say, there is a couple that are lying around. I thought there was Yellow Bream, but apparently not. So yeah. There's a couple. We might not need longer than 2 hours, actually. It might be fine. I'm so sorry. It's completely thrown me off the fact that track finished so quickly. So in that case, then, we've got a little bit of time to talk, haven't we? So, obviously, I didn't really see that many responses last week to the... Apparently, I'm trying to save an empty notepad. No, thank you. To the news that in June, Saturday Night Sega is going to be completely dedicated to Sonic the Hedgehog, where we'll be presenting the history of Sonic and playing one track from every single game, from Sonic the Hedgehog, 16-bit, all the way up to... And I'm hoping at this point, by the time we get to June, we do have a soundtrack lying around. It can't be too long until someone rips it. Mario and Sonic at the Rio 2016 Olympic Games. Now, obviously, the soundtrack that we have for there is going to be the 3DS version, because the Wii U one actually comes out on Sonic's 25th anniversary of the 23rd of June, which means that... I don't think anyone's going to rip the Wii U version in like 2 days. So it's going to be a little bit difficult, I think. It's possible, but I think it's unlikely. So yeah, basically what we're going to do is we're going to play one track from every single game, and because it's going to be sort of my history of Sonic, I'm going to be choosing all of the tracks, which is meaning I'm going to give myself a lot of fun. Something else I'd also like to point out is I've listed the games by earliest release date anywhere in the world. So if you sort of look at the listing and you know, when we get to the shows and you're listening to the music and you're going, hang on, this didn't come out first in my country. No, we're going by earliest release date anywhere in the world. So if, for example, a Sonic game came out in North America before Japan, but then a game came out in Japan before North America, but after the North American game, then the North American game is going first. So I'm going by sort of chronology that way. So the earliest release of any game in any country, which is fun, you know. It means that it's not quite... Well, I don't know, actually. I suppose you could call it the definitive list of Sonic games, because we're going by first release date when you're taking it as a global list. obviously the arcade games and a couple of the mobile ones haven't got specific launch dates because they soft launched first, but I've tried to fit them in where it makes the most sense. So like, obviously, you know, Sonic Runners is pretty simple because it's the only Sonic game that came out last year, so easy. But yeah, it's going to be quite fun, because there's some, when I did the list, there are some games that I looked at it and gone, oh wow, I didn't actually realise that game came out first. So yeah, I hope you're looking forward to it. Also, as I said before, like last week, obviously I can sort of answer a few more questions about it now, because last week I kind of told you about it, but no one could ask any questions because, well, I wasn't live, so, you know, any questions that you did have, you wouldn't have been able to ask me at the time. But we are literally just going to do a show for 2 hours, and then when we get to the end of the 2 hours, I will obviously stop, and then the week after, we'll carry on. And if the week after has to be a pre-recorded show, then obviously it's pre-recorded, but we carry on regardless, and we carry on and we carry on. And then the last show of June, which is ironically on the 25th anniversary weekend, so it's a good weekend to finish, actually. So the 25th of June, we finish when we finish. So we will literally finish the list. And if it means that I have to ask Dr. Skotnik to sort of postpone Voice of Sega a little bit, then that is what we'll do. But it will be finished in June. We will go through every single Sonic game. Now, just in case you're wondering how many that is, allow me to tell you. I'm going to count them right now. Bear me a moment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66! Rexy says, in before a preemptive Segathon on the last day. No, not at all. So yeah, there's 66, which I'm fairly sure if you tried to look at it, is possibly divisible by 4, maybe. SPK says 66, Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, 66. And that's not including compilations, with the exception of one. And I'll let you try and figure out which one that is, but there is only one that I've kept in there. Yep. Right. So, if you have any questions, feel free to ask. And we'll talk a little bit more about it after this next music break. So, the next battle is Let Mom Sleep. Again, it's the original first, with the remix following after. And yeah, you should look forward to this one, and then I'll have a look to see what the next battle is I'll do. I'm kind of ahead of myself on the poll now, so may as well.
Look at the funk. Could you stop playing with that radio, Lord? I'm trying to get to sleep. Could you stop playing with that radio, Lord? I'm trying to get to sleep. Look at the funk.
Friday Night Sega, playing the best Sega music and remixes. Only on Radio Sega.
That was the No Sleep mix there of Let Mom Sleep from Jet Set Radio Future. And before that, obviously, the original version from Jet Set Radio. So that's your second battle. If you are obviously wondering where you vote, then don't worry about it just yet, because we're not doing it yet. We are... We're going to be doing it at the end. There's going to be a poll which I will launch, and then, you know, you can click on it and pick your favourites. And if you by then have forgotten what your favourites are, then obviously, you know, you can just listen to the podcast again once it's uploaded, I guess. So yes, going back to the Sonic show then, as I said, obviously, because it's... Because it's, like, my show, in a sense, I have to try and find one track to play from every single game. Now, obviously, with Sonic the Hedgehog 16-bit, it's going to be Green Hill Zone. Because, you know, if you're going to start, you may as well start at the start. But, as you can kind of imagine, as we go further on down the games, there's going to be quite a few issues. So, like, for example, what track do I play from Sonic the Hedgehog 2 when I like most of the soundtrack? I've got an idea for Sonic 3, which is fine, but then, for Sonic & Knuckles, sorry, but then what about Sonic 3? What do I play for that? What do I play for the Sonic Drift games? What about Sonic Adventure? Sonic Adventure 2? Shadow the Hedgehog. What's the, you know, Sonic Heroes, Sonic 2006, Sonic Chronicles. There's a lot of games here where I'm going to have to really sit down with the soundtracks and listen to them and go, yeah, no, this one. Because otherwise, it's going to be a little bit difficult. Twinny's saying if you had the tracks, you could have done battles between Rocking the Mic, The Scrappy, and The Answer, the originals and Jet Set Radio Futures. Yeah, we only got the Jet Set Radio's future of those. I don't know where the originals are, actually. They're not in the unreleased tracks album. I had a look in that. So, oh, bless me. Do apologise. So, yeah, no, we can't quite do that. Yeah. It's a shame. It's a shame. But I know which one we're doing next, and I think it's a favourite. I do think people actually genuinely enjoy this track. It's also quite a quite a short battle as well. Looking at it, yeah. But a lot of these are quite short. I mean, I actually thought after half an hour we probably would have only done two. But there you go. That's where we're at. Oh, no, not remixes. Done on that. There we go. Whoop. Okie dokie, cokie dokie. Twinny says the original version of The Answer actually has lyrics. I actually don't know The Answer. I don't think I've ever listened to it. I haven't got a clue. It's not a new one on me. Also, while we're just sort of talking about stuff that's happening right now, on Radio Sega's forums, I don't think it's been tweeted yet, but on the forums, if you're a member, we've started up a poll asking specifically about podcasts. Now, this is obviously important because we, you know, are talking to, well, you guys, via the radio show, and I'm guessing that some of you would also download the podcast afterwards. If you do, we need to know specifically whether or not you actually use the chaptering feature that we've been giving you guys since 2006. Rexy says the answer was done by Brand Van 3000, which I remember for that awful Drinking in LA. I like Drinking in LA. That's a really good song. Is that the one that goes, I've got mine for my money and my money for my mind? Is that one of the lyrics? So basically, yeah, we've been doing, ever since 2006, when we started doing, 2010, sorry, since we started doing podcasts, we've been chaptering them, so you can specifically find your favourite part of a show. So if it's like, you know, a talk section, or if you wanted to hear a specific track from a specific show again, you could just download it and skip straight to it. Now, we're getting to the point now where we actually don't think that as many people are using this as they were originally when we revealed the feature. I think when we revealed it, everyone was using it. So, if we just need to know, basically, do you use it or not? Because if you don't, then we're going to stop doing it, basically. Because, you know, it's a waste of our time if we are, you know, providing this feature for our podcast that no one's using. If you're just listening to them all the way through, then, you know. There is a SurveyMonkey poll, actually, so I'll see if I can find it. As I said, I'm not sure if it's been tweeted yet, but I will have a look to see if it has cropped up somewhere. Because I did read it. I know it was... It was Casey who has done it. He has posted it. Just need to find it. Oh, I don't know. I'll find the link later. It's somewhere around. I will hunt it down. Da-da-da-da. Well, apparently someone's made a fake version of Sonic the Fighters on the 3DS, which looks pretty decent, actually. Trackers pointed out, saying it's fake. It's not Trackers as well, which is a shocker. Normally he's pretty good at making fakes, but it doesn't look like it's his. So there you go. So the Fighters on 3DS would be a bit weird, actually. Of all the consoles for it to come out on, 3DS would be a bit of a strange one. So anyway, here's the next battle for you. As I say, it's a popular one, and I think you'll quite enjoy it when it all starts. It's got lyrics as well, so you know, if you know the words, there's not that many words, to be honest. But you know, if you know the words, then I guess you could sing along.
Hideki Naganuma, and you are listening to Radio Sega.
We'll be right back.
So, here's something that's fun. Whilst we were doing the, whilst you were listening to that battle of Sweet Soul Brother, and bear in mind if you're listening on the podcast, none of this is relevant because it'll be stitched up nice and cleverly by KC, no doubt. This is kind of funny. that you know, the last talk bed that I did was literally to say about how we were looking at taking away chaptered podcasts so that Casey had got less work to do, and I've then gone straight into an issue with Sam Broadcaster and we've had to give him some work to do. I do apologise, Casey, but yeah, if you're listening on the podcast you won't have a bloody clue what I'm talking about because it'll all be nice and happy and you'll have never noticed anything. But basically what happened was, whilst I was queuing up the Hideki Naganuma, you're listening to Radio Sega spot that we've got from him, I noticed that for some reason when I was updating on my playlist, I put Hatsune Miku Project Diva X in the iDents folder. Now obviously it doesn't belong in there, so I must have thought, oh, I'll put it in here and I'll forget I've got it, and then I'll never have to play any music from it and everything's good. So what I thought I'd do is, oh, you know what I'll do? I'll just cut and paste it. Now, apparently, cutting and pasting whilst Sam Broadcaster is actually broadcasting to the internet is not a good idea. And what it does is it actually stops you from doing anything. So, as a result, it stopped letting me do anything. So, there you go. That's a thing. So I do apologise for that. And hopefully now it's all fixed, and I won't have any other issues with it. Because if we do, then well, I don't know what to do. Really, it's going to be a bit of a struggle. I can't imagine it will be. I think we'll be fine from here on out. But we'll soon find out, won't we? We will soon find out. So, that was as we've just said, that was Sweet Soul Brother, and we are coming up very soon to our next one. Which is going to be... You need to just queue it up. Ah, nope, yep, that's fine. Cool. Rexy sort of noticed it first. I sort of noticed that I couldn't add tracks in anymore, and I was like, oh dear, this is going to be a bit of an issue. And then after that, Rexy was like, oh no, the show's gone down. And once I noticed that, I knew what I was doing then. And we fixed it. So thanks to Rexy for pointing it out, because I would have just sat here for a while trying to figure it out myself. And not actually checking any of the, any of the Twitters. Not the Twitters, sorry, the IRCs. So. It's kind of... I don't know why, it's just it's all throwing me off. Some news that has just been announced, actually, is that Mike Pollock is attending Sonic Revolution 2016. Hey! Well done. So... Mike Pollock is going to turn up at Sonic Revolution, which, you know, could be fun. I can't see, why that's... He generally seems a happy person. Twinny then said, I wonder if Radio Sega are going to one-up that. Well, I couldn't possibly say, actually. To be fair, obviously, I know the answer. I'm just not going to tell you. You will find out soon, he says. Well, if anything, if the Kickstarter is anything to go by, then it is. You are literally going to find out very soon. Because, you know, there's a announcement very, very shortly. Oh, people are tweeting. KC is doing the tweeters. Oh, he's just checking something. That's sweet. People don't need to check with me about stuff like that, but that's good to know. So, at the moment, the Summer of Sonic 2016 Kickstarter is on 21,394. That means that with 15 days to go, it has funded. Well, it actually funded 4 days ago. So there you go. And there was an update posted earlier today which said that there is going to be more there's going to be more tickets revealed on Monday, along with the first stretch goals. Yeah. So that'd be good. Again, obviously, you know, it'd be interesting to see what the reaction to the stretch goals are. People are asking where they're going from. Someone's coming from Sweden. There's someone else coming from Lithuania. Wow. Portugal. Someone's coming from Denmark, according to this. I'm looking at the comments on the Kickstarter. No, just that's interesting though. Lithuania, that's quite a trip. Well, okay. Time for another battle, I guess, and hopefully, if we have no issues here, I'll be back and ready to go with no issues. If you are listening into the show and you are coming to Summer of Sonic, because it's been funded, so you know what that means. If it's been funded, that means it's definitely happening. We can now talk of Summer of Sonic as a thing that is actually happening, whereas before we were like, oh, it's going to happen if it gets funded. It's been funded now. It's happening. Hooray! I'm so excited. So excited that I could actually say that. And, you know, we've known sort of since it came out, actually, and it did, like, well, a lot very quickly. I mean, it did 50% very quickly. So, you know, we've known for a while that it would fund. It was always a matter of when, not if. But now that it's been funded, we can talk. We can definitely talk. So, yeah. If you're going, where are you coming from? I say, you know, is there only one person coming from Denmark and Lithuania and Sweden and Portugal? So, you know, let us know. In the meantime, here's some good music, and it always poses the question. This is a Jet Set Radio track with Misheard Lyrics Ahoy.
Saturday Night Sega with Gavi, only on Radio Sega. We'll be right back.
I'm so glad that Tails Channel has started tweeting us, because it's... Well, he's a bit of a weird, isn't he? Apparently, he's coming to Summer of Sonic from outside, which is a very interesting country. Never heard of outside before. Outside where is probably the more pressing concern. Right, so that was Rocket On, the DS mix. Obviously, you know, that wasn't corrupted, unlike the other DS remix we tried to play, which is good. So, yeah. Da, 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 da. Let's have a look. Someone has posted in the Radio Sega forums that they have done a remix of Mushroom Hill from Sonic & Knuckles. A classic remix, which is kind of weird, because, well, there's already, as Rexy's pointed out, there is already a Mushroom Hill remix on Sonic Generations and the DS. I'm curious, I have to listen to this, so I've just muted the sound from my speakers from the show. So let's see, what does this sound like? Oh god, this is awful. Well, that's a thing. Okay, that's... Wow. Yeah, that's terrible. Twinny has put a link in the IRC. If you want to take a couple of minutes to listen to it. Dear Lord, in fact, it won't even be a couple of minutes. It'll take you about 10 seconds, and then by then you'll go, nope, we'll come back to Saturday Night Sega. Do you know what? I'll tell you what. I will wait. I will happily go and wait. Give me some time to sort of... So I'll talk over the top, so you know, you've got different background music. But yeah, by all means, you know, go and listen, and, oh Lord. It's a thing. It's definitely a thing. I'm going to check the RC in a minute to see if anyone actually sort of comes back and goes, "You're joking. You're actually joking." Let's see what's happening. Three says, "Oh yeah, Smooth for Life does lyrical covers." Yeah. What makes me laugh is it actually comes up saying, "I hope it's good enough to be on the next Radio Sega album." Moving on. So this past week, I've been off work. And I'm back at work again on Monday, which is awful. But I took 2 weeks off, and it really feels like it's flown by, which I suppose it has really, because, you know, so this past week I've been trying to finish some video games that I haven't finished in a while. So I started off by finishing Sacred 3 on the Xbox One, which was fun, and then I came into the study where I do my show, and I decided to start playing Sonic Adventure again, and SPK says, "I sat past 10 seconds and mildly regretting it." Mildly is putting it mildly, shockingly. So yeah, I started playing Sonic Adventure, finished that. Then I played Sonic Adventure 2, finished that. And then here's something, and I'm gonna need applause for this. Are you ready? Hang on. I finished Sonic 06. I know. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank my patience, which, especially when I got to the end of the world, and those of you who have finished Sonic 06 a long, long time before I did, you know, you probably know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know, it took me over 2 hours just to finish one level. And so I'd like to really thank my patience for being there for me when all other senses had failed. And I'd also like to thank Jubilation, which was there exactly when needed, when I actually, you know, took 2 hours to beat one level and then took 10 minutes to defeat the final boss first go without losing any lives, which was kind of frustrating, really, because, you know, that's not how that should go. Final bosses should be harder than the final levels, but apparently they're not. So yeah, I'm really happy. And then I went on and started playing a little bit of Sonic Heroes, and I got up to Lost Jungle, I think it's called, which is the one after Frog Forest, Lost Jungle. And yeah, then I went and lost like 11 lives in a row in it, and I've not played it since. And that was Thursday, so yeah. But still, I finished Sonic 06, and it took me 10 years. Hooray! Rexy says 2 hours, I bet that's Dusty Desert with Silver. No, that was actually quite easy. It was End of the World. It was End of the World with everyone, you know, where you have to go and collect all the 7 Chaos Emeralds. Right. That's good. Okay, so that was a lot of talking. Let's go spend 10 minutes listening to more Jet Set Radio music, are we? Should we? You're listening to the Jet Set Radio versus Jet Set Radio Future, Radio Sega, Saturday Night Sega Battle Royale. There's only 2 more battles to go. There's this one, and then there's one more, and then we're into the bonus battles. So I did say we were probably going to need an extra hour afterwards. We're actually really not. We'll be done by midnight. So, hooray! Oh, hiccups. Do apologise. Hooray! Here's a personal favourite of mine. I love this track. It's so good.
I don't understand what's going on here.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
Somebody's
understand what's going on here.
Saturday Night Sega, playing the best Sega music and remixes. Only on Radio Sega.
I'll see it again. 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 I'll see it again.
That was the Toronto mix of Sneak Man. So we left basically the longer tracks till last, with Sneak Man and Rocket On. which, you know, is good. We're talking about Sonic 06 in the IRC, and how it is my genuine opinion, end of the world aside, that Sonic 06 actually could have been a very, very good game if Sonic Team had actually had the balls to delay it. And, you know, miss the 15th anniversary, bring it out in 2007, and just fix it. Rex is talking about End of the World. According to the Skype reactions, I had a rough time with Silver's section and got lucky to scrape out of it. I did, however, die once, and that was out of stupidity and Omegas. You know, actually, when it comes to the End of the World section, there's only two that I repeatedly died on, and that was Silver's and Shadow's. The time that I actually managed to complete the level, I had got to Silver's section with 9 lives. Which, you know, considering that you've got, you start off with 5, I managed to get 8. I managed to get 3 extra lives, pretty simply. There's 2 extra lives in Tails this section, there's 1 in Omegas. There might be a couple of more lying around as well, but you can just sort of skip around them. Rouge's section takes literally 20 seconds. It's not hard, because you're meant to, what you're meant to do in Rouge's section is you're in Wave Ocean and you're meant to jump across all of the panels. But Rouge can also climb up the rocks, so you basically just climb along the rock spires and glide your way to where you need to be, and you can basically just drop on the emerald. So, not even lying, about 20-30 seconds, done. And that's Rouge's section done. Knuckles' section, you could do something pretty pretty similar. You could just sort of glide up to the first climbable rock, and you just keep gliding to the left, and eventually you'll find it. Amy's, you could stay invisible throughout the entire level. So, you know, you can just, you'll never get spotted by anyone, because you can just keep being invisible. It's just finding the right times to actually set it off. It is literally, you know, Tails is, if you know where you're going, you can fly through all of it. Omegas, you can cut a massive section out if you can glide in the right direction. It is only the two hedgehogs, Silver and Shadow, where you have to really make sure you know what you're doing, and you've got to be spot on. Because if you're not, then you die. And if you're not alive, then you go all the way back to the beginning. Which is fantastic. He lies. It's not fantastic at all. Someone has tweeted that apparently Nintendo has taken down a video with 101 characters in Mario Kart. Why have they taken that down? I wonder. It's been blocked apparently on copyright grounds. But it had 101 different characters in Mario Kart. Oh, well, that's a shame. Didn't see that. I should have watched it at the time. No doubt there'll be an embed somewhere. Where have I just... Oh, I've just closed Twitter. Why have I done that? Stupid, stupid. Okay, so we've got one more battle left in the Jet Set Radio versus Jet Set Radio future. And then we're going to the specials, of which I've got 3. Yep, there's 3 special battles. Nope, Hideki Nagaruma has retweeted the tweet. Good, good, good. I wonder if he's voting. I wonder if he'll vote. If he will choose his own favourites. There's a question. Right, okay. So yeah, here's... If you know your music, you should know what track this is actually now. Because as I say, there's only one left. Yeah. I don't know if you want to keep talking about Sonic 2006, you're more than welcome, in the IRC or on Twitter. If you've completed it, what was your worst level? What did you? What level did you actually detest? Because for me, it's clearly End of the World, because it's awful. It really should have been checkpointing between each. Instead of being like one massive level with seven characters, it should have been seven mini levels. A little bit easier to, you know, complete then, maybe. But, you know, if you finished it, or even if you watched a let's play of it, and, you know, you thought, oh god, that level looked a bit of a bitch. You know, what level was it that you didn't quite like? And we'll discuss in a bit. Or, you know, seeing as we're actually doing a Battle Royale based on Jet Set Radio, might help if we actually talk about Jet Set Radio. So, you know, which game do you prefer? Jet Set Radio or Jet Set Radio Future? Or maybe even Jet Set Radio on the Game Boy Advance? Your call. Up to you. I don't mind.
Naganuma, and you are listening to Radio Sega.
quite a good track, actually. Grace and Glory, the BB Wright's mix from Jet Set Radio Future. Obviously, before that, the original from Jet Set Radio. And that, in a sense, ends the Battle Royale. But wait, there is more, because I found more. Now, obviously, we did say, and I said it in the blog post, that we were going to do Jet Set Radio Future versus Ollie King. And we are. However, before we do that, I noticed that there's a track in the Unreleased Tracks album that we've got from Jet Set Radio Future called Slow. Now, there's a version called, there's a track called Slow, and there's also a grinder mix of the same track. So I thought, oh, well, look, it's an original and a remix. So the next battle that we're going to do is Jet Set Radio versus itself. Where, you know, and then we're going to do Jet Set Radio Future versus Ollie King to finish. So we're kind of doing a nice natural progression. So we started off with Jet Set Radio versus Jet Set Radio Future. This next battle is going to be Jet Set Radio versus Jet Set Radio. Mmm. Oh, you know. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? So yeah, I mean, no one's sort of responded to any of the questions that we asked before the talk bed, which is fine. It's not a problem. It just means that we're just going to get on with the music quicker, because, as I say, I'm not really going to try and overrun if I can help it. It means, all in all, that when we actually launch the survey, which is going to be when we've finished the last battle, there's nine songs. There's only nine. So you had Humming the Bassline, then Let Mum Sleep, Sweet Soul Brother, Rock It On, Sneak Man, Grace and Glory, Slow, and then the two Jet Set Radio Future against Ollie King tracks. Mmm, what could they be, I wonder? Well, any self-respecting Jet Set Radio Future fan should already know what they are. But in the meantime, here's Slow, which I don't know what it is. I get the feeling that once I hear it, I'll recognise it, but for now, I don't.
Saturday Night Sega with Gavi, only on Radio Sega.
That's going to be quite an interesting battle, isn't it? Because the two mixes sounded almost exactly the same. Well, that was slow. I'm guessing the fact that it was very hard rock. I'm going to presume that was from the North American version of the Jet Set Radio soundtrack, because you know they're the ones who got that and Just Got Wicked by Cold and Dracula by Rob Zombie. Although Dracula might have been in the European one as well. I honestly can't remember. But yeah, no, that was slow. And then the grinder mix, which, as I say, unless you were, Twinny says the opening were the only differences, and obviously the remix is shorter. So, yeah. So I don't really know how that's going to go. So yeah, whoever votes, that's going to have fun. The next one. We've only got two more to go, so we're going to go straight in, because, you know, the sooner we get in, the sooner we finish, and then the sooner we can start votings. So yeah, the next one is the first of the double bill, where we're now going into a completely different game altogether. So we're doing Jet Set Radio Future versus Ollie King, because Ollie King was basically Jet Set Radio, but with skateboards, and it came out in arcades only. And it's actually really good if you can ever find a copy of it to play. Or, you know, I suppose you could try and find it on MAME, and I don't quite know how you'd play it through MAME. But, hey, I guess you could... when I finish yawning. You could probably find a MAME file somewhere and figure it out, I guess. I don't know. Maybe you could, like, retrofit the controller for Tony Hawk Shred or something and do it that way. I've no idea. Anyway... the next song is The Concept of Love, and then, so it's the Jet Set Radio version, Jet Set Radio Future version, sorry. Then we're going into the Ollie King remix, and then after that, you should know what we're finishing with, really.
Understand the concept of love. Understand, understand, understand. Understand, 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 understand the concept.
I'm going to be completely honest here. I don't think I've ever heard that before. And if I have, it's been a very, very long time because I have no recollection of it. That's good. I like that. Concept of Love, the Concept of Passion mix from Ollie King. And then before that, the original from Jet Set Radio Future. So, yeah. There's only one more battle left to go, which means we're going to finish in time for midnight, which is surprising. As I say, I genuinely thought that we were probably going to overrun here. I thought there was more remixes than there actually are. But hey-ho. As we've found out, there probably are more. I just don't own them. So, not handy. But yeah, as I say, one more. And a bit like the Concept of Love, the actual tracks themselves sound very different between the original and the remix. Which I think's probably what I like about the fact that they are different. There is also a Ollie King versus Ollie King remix, which, I don't know, seeing as we're doing it, we may as well throw that in as well, haven't we? We'll overrun slightly, but yeah, why not? We'll add in a tenth. Ten's always a better number than nine anyway. So, congratulations, you've got another one. We're just doing all of the Naganuma Battle Royales. Maybe we should rename this to the Hideki Naganuma Battle Royale. But then someone will point out that Naganuma probably hasn't composed all of the tracks that we've put in here. So, who knows? But yeah, okay. Why not? If we're doing this, let me just make sure that there isn't a Jet Set Radio Future where it remixed itself. No, we're good. Right, that's fine. Okay, Jet Set Radio Future versus Ollie King, and then we're going to do Ollie King versus Ollie King, because really, at this point, why the hell not?
Games, but I'm running strange names.
have to bear with me a moment. I'm just trying to get my talk bed in. I was talking in the IRC to people for a change, and the upshot of that is I totally missed the end of the song. Never mind. So that was Technopathetic, the E-pop and a disco 80s mix from Ollie King, versus Jet Set Radio Future, the original. And in the IRC, we were talking about other battle royales that we could do in future. So the ones that I've got ideas for is we could do Castle of Illusion, which will probably be the next one, actually, because I think that'd be quite a fun one. So we'll maybe try and do that in May. Maybe. Castle of Illusion is either going to be a three-way, so 8-bit versus 16-bit versus the HD re-release of a couple of years back, or it would be just the 16-bit versus HD. But, you know, that could be fun. Could be a fun little thing. It wouldn't take that long to get through, mind, because obviously the game's not very long, so the tracks themselves are quite short. So we could probably do that as like a little bonus thing to something else. TCB suggested Daytona USA, which I'm not quite sure how you'd do it. I'm thinking you'd probably do Daytona USA versus Daytona USA 2001, because I think they've got similar tracks. I'm not sure. And then another idea I had, because I know the soundtracks are the same, are Sega Rally versus Sega Rally 2006. So, yeah, it's an idea. There's other ideas as well. I mean, Sarah Rose 96 on the IRC says, "Have you thought about Sega versus Nintendo?" Well, yeah, we did talk about this last year, didn't we? When we were looking at battle royales, and we were looking at doing like Sonic versus Mario. We could do All Stars Racing versus Mario Kart, Skies of Arcadia versus Zelda. But then I don't know. I kind of struggle as to what other ones we could put in, because I wanted to try and keep them in like similar franchises. So, you know, what would go up against Metroid, for example? You know, what could we put up against Donkey Kong Country? It all kind of gets a bit strange after that. You know, would we really do something like Alex Kidd versus Donkey Kong or whatever? Because, let's face it, Donkey Kong's going to win that all day long. Fighters Megamix versus Smash Brothers, probably another one. But then, you know, what do you pick? So, right, okay. One more battle then. So we've got, it's Ollie King versus Ollie King. And then I will share the link for the poll for you guys to go and vote. Because you'll be able to vote after this track has finished. Not the boss theme from Sonic Rivals, obviously. We're talking the next battle. One more left. It's Ollie King versus Ollie King. The last battle in what was going to be a Jet Set Radio versus Jet Set Radio Future, and kind of morphed into something else entirely. It just turned out to be originals versus remixes. No, we figured.
at you. Keep stepping at you. Keep stepping at your own pace. Stepping. Keep stepping at you. At you. Keep stepping.
Yay! Every last second there of Border 70, the Something Jazzy for Your Mind mix. And with that, the poll is open! Hooray! It's launched! So yeah, I'm just going to tweet that and then we will be there. So we've been... hit the kink. Oh dear. That's not what we want. Right, okay, so yeah, by all means, go in and vote! Hooray! Hooray! Right. So, yeah, we were talking Battle Royale ideas. So, obviously, before we played Border 70. So, we said Castle of Illusion, the 8-bit versus 16-bit versus HD. Daytona USA, Saturn. Possibly Saturn or the arcade version versus 2001. Or, again, we could have a three-way. Sega Rally Championship versus 2006. Then I thought OutRun, the original game. So, the arcade version versus OutRun 2 versus OutRun 2006. There's a lot of different versions of OutRun, so we'd probably try and stick to, like, the main ones there. I did briefly toy with the idea of Knights versus Knights Journey of Dreams, but the actual... I think the actual, like, a lot of the tracks are different, so it's only really sort of D-Force Master, Dreams Dreams, and Knights versus Riala, which, you know, are the same. The rest of them are all sort of different. So we can't really do that, which is a shame. Good idea, but hey-ho. Yeah, and then... So there's other songs, other games as well. I thought Eternal Champions we could do. That would be quite interesting. Panzer Dragoon's Vi, the original Saturn version versus the arranged soundtrack, maybe. You know... This, that, the other. I am yawning because I am cold. Do apologise. Right. So, the poll is live. If you want to go to Radio Sega, or you can go in the IRC and you can vote right now. And I can look at the results. The poll is normally open for 10 days. And what we'll do next week is, during Saturday Night Sega, we'll do the same as what we did on Metal Hog. will read the answers out. If it already gets to 50, then obviously people will need to stop voting and we'll figure out where to go from there. But yeah, it should be, it's going to be pretty interesting looking at the results of that. Rexy says, concept of love will be a hard one. I really like both versions so much. Yeah, I agree, actually. Concept of love is probably going to be the one that I look at with the most interest, because I like the original, but then when I heard the concept of passion mix, it was just like, wow. It's just so much better, in my opinion. Anyway, right, so obviously now things have gone backwards, so this is where I like to play a piece of music that isn't from Sega. And I like to sort of play music. It's sort of like Opposite Day, really, but I like to sort of play music from other games, just to really sort of open your eyes to this. Now, I can guarantee you, quite possibly, that the next track that you're about to hear that will finish tonight's show, you will not have heard before, because I don't think many people bought the game when it came out, which is a shame. But it's absolutely stunning. It's a boss theme from a game on the Wii U called Kirby and the Rainbow Paintbrush. And if you're in America, you'll probably know it under its American name as Kirby and the Rainbow Curse. You know, just to show that it is actually sort of a sequel to the DS game, which was Kirby Canvas Curse, whereas in the UK it was called Kirby Power Paintbrush. And I had it, and it's amazing, and for some reason I got rid of it. And I don't know why, very stupid of me. I love Kirby. Kirby games are just amazing. And this is a battle track. There's actually three different boss battle tracks, and they're all the same, but they're remixes of each other. This one is my favourite, I'll be honest, and I think it's really good. So, TCB says, I have the Kirby and the Rainbow Curse soundtrack. Yeah, it's a good soundtrack. It's so good. I also downloaded the Yoshi's Woolly World soundtrack, and it was really a toss-up as to which track I was going to play, whether it was going to be Kirby or Yoshi. Next week is a normal Saturday Night Sega episode, he says, and I'd be absolutely right. 23rd of April, absolutely normal Saturday Night Sega episode. We'll go through the results of the Jet Set Radio Future, and Ollie King Battle Royale, and we'll be playing your requests. So if there is anything that you want to hear, then by all means get in touch. I now have an updated Radio Sega playlist, which is good. That means that, you know, if you want to request something that has recently been added, I have it, which is good. I did it all yesterday, updated it all yesterday. So, there we go. Fantastic. So I leave you with this. It's called Red Hot Battle, and it's amazing. It's a good track. I'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening. Obviously, Voice of Sega is not on tonight, if you didn't see that on Twitter. It's not on tonight, it's back on next week. So your next live show should be the Manic Monday show on Monday. And I'm back next Saturday. So cheers for listening, and yeah, I'll catch you next week. Ta-ta!